Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge explosion ripped through the center of a rebel-held border town in northern Syria, killing more than 40 people, many of them civilians, who've been displaced by months of conflict that devastated large parts of the nearby city of Aleppo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Blast coincides with a fragile nationwide ceasefire brokered in late December by Syria, Russia, and Turkey. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran, accused of killing 5 people and wounding 6 others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the Fort Lauderdale airport.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down during that Friday attack, reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of some security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast president said a deal has been reached to end a 2-day army mutiny that renewed security concerns in the country.
Je confirme mon accord pour la prise en compte.
Alassane Ouattara made the announcement during a cabinet meeting. He said he agreed to take into account the claims by the soldiers concerning bonuses, improvements to their living conditions, and the work that they do. Analysts have predicted the government would offer payoffs to defuse the crisis, as the soldiers had staged similar revolt in 2014. This is VOA News.